What's up, K-State Nation? Another postcast recap of the Pro Project Podcast coming at you right now. Women's tennis, baby, got their season started over the weekend here. And as I'm recording this, busy recording here for the podcast here tonight on this Monday night here, January 23rd, 2023. Yeah, how are you going to get that? only once in the blue moon, right? So January 23rd, 2023, K-State got their first win yesterday against Florida Atlantic in their preseason battle there at the Kimberly V. Strauss Tennis Center in Boca Raton, Florida there. After getting shut out by North Florida the day prior to that as well. We're going to start with the doubles here once again, like we did on the previous one. I just did that one, recap with North Florida, so go check it out. You want to know what's up with the tennis team, you can definitely make sure you subscribe to Pro Project Podcast. We'll cover all things K-State. Florentine Deckers and Rosella Rusinska paired up this time. Won the doubles point. Sophomore Deckers, yep. Grusinska and senior Rosanna Maffey each won in straight sets and to clinch it over the Owls of Florida Atlantic there as well. K-State won 2 of 3 doubles matches. Okay, yeah, so I was already off to a slug start there. But anyways, not for K-State, though. 2 of 3, again, doubles matches were won, including the number one position, Grusinska. And for freshman Vanessa Suarez defeating Martina Kuvalova and Amber McGinnis 6-1. Maffey and freshman Maria Santos paired up this time in day two of this tournament. Clinched the doubles point with a 6-3 win over at the number three spot. Deckers and junior Mami Yukita lost to Lexi Selena and Victoria Gomez Ohayan 6-2 in the number two spot. For the doubles match there as well. Grusinska earned her first singles point by knocking off Lexi Selena 6-2, 6-4 in the number three match. Deckers claim another point there overall against Katarina Flippy in the number two spot there with a 6-0, 6-3 win, allowing K-State to go up 3-2 at that point. And Maffey, the number four girl, went up against Amber McGinnis there as she took her down in straight set 6-1, 6-1 there. Santos matched against Victoria Gomez Ohayan was left undecided with a 1-6. Again, why do I relate that? That's just not good. That's just not pretty. 6-1, 5-4 in number five spot there. And Vanessa Suarez did lose her match, singles match against Martina Kuvalova, 6-1, 6-2. There at that spot as well. And the Wildcats, folks, how about this for Jordan Smith's team? Head coach, oh, by the way, of the women's K-State women's team, tennis team, they're now 2-0. Maybe that doesn't matter, but hey, win's a win, right? Just like my brother talked to me about over the weekend while I was in KC. A lot more on my running adventures coming up this week on the podcast, but right now we're going to wrap up the women's tennis postcast report here on the Pro Project Podcast. The Wildcats are now 2-0 all time against the Florida Atlantic Owls. Next up for K-State, folks, they will be back on the road going west to Cali. That will be this week, actually. I had to make sure that's correct there. So they're going to be continuing their spring swing here, getting away from this high 30s weather, low teens weather here in Manhattan, Kansas, and will begin on Friday in Palo Alto, California, here against Stanford, who is 1-0 already this season. Saturday, and then, of course, they're taking on Stanford on Friday. Gosh. And then, of course, the next day, the winner, they're going to be taking on the winner of Florida State from the ACC and Arkansas from the SEC as well. So, again, I'll repeat that one more time since I jumbled it up. They'll be in Palo Alto, California this weekend. Friday, they'll go up against Stanford from the Pac-12, and then next day, Saturday, this Saturday, they'll take on the winner of either Florida State or Arkansas there as well. So, K-State women's team getting off to a decent start there, as well as splitting in the state of Florida, and now this weekend they'll look to do probably the same here. That'll be huge. I honestly don't know how good Stanford is at tennis. Well, 1-0 doesn't really tell me much there. Anyways, but yeah, I don't know. Florida State, again, I lived in the state of Florida for majority of my life up until this point. Well, Kansas now is a strong second now. But yeah, Florida State, they're all right in tennis. Arkansas, I don't know much about them. So it'll be interesting to see how this squad, women's team does over there out west in Cali come this weekend, beginning things on Friday with Stanford. So obviously they're going to have a little bit of advantage there because they're Stanford and they're up in that area. Yeah, they're up in that area. So we'll find out. But a decent start for this team. Getting some good competition from. They got a little squad going on right now. I like it. I know Deckers was part of the team last year. I believe Grusinska as well was on this team last year as well. So they got some veteran presence on this team. So we'll see how it carries. It's the beginning stages of the season, folks. So there is that. The Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, you'll find it wherever you love to get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Audioboom, and a few more other places out there as well. You can find this podcast. And we're the only, most likely, and I always try to mention this, we're probably the only K-State podcast that could post daily content that includes more than some of the other mainstream, the main getters of the podcast when come to K-State, like the Power Cat podcast. Yes, they have more coverage because they're more closer to the team. Power Cat podcast, Three Ma, but at the same time, all good podcasts to listen to as well. Let's see, Bosco Boys, I know they post quite a bit as well. So that's some of the others I can think of the top of my head. I know the College and Kimball podcast does K-State content as well. But hey, all those are good. But hey, this is one that's right up there as well. Pearl Project Podcast. You're not on board on this train, you better hop on. We post almost 6 days a week, pretty much every day, really, of K-State content. Eddie Greer, Go Cats. K-State women's team getting their first win of the winter/spring semester against Florida Atlantic. Go Cats.